United Nations recognised that what happened at Glenavon changed the world, listed up there with places like the Taj Mahal and the pyramids.
I've lived in Glenavon all my life. Over the years, Glenavon has cleaned up a lot, as before most of the shops were boarded up. And now we have a great new library.
The bookshops draw tourists from really around the world and are attracting other businesses that are necessary for the town. Glenavon has been, I believe, the first fertilized book town, one that's been forced to grow in a short period of time.
I dropped out of school and I don't really read much, but I've been to all the bookshops. It was all right, there was nothing wrong with them. I didn't feel stupid walking into them.
I do think that books are vastly important for not only adults, but youths as well. I think everything that we learn, or almost everything that we learn, comes from books.
The barn owl's ears are higher than each other, so he can hear what's above him and what's below him. The tips of the wings have special feathers, so he can't hear the flight. The barn owl swoops down, catching his prey unaware.
The books I'm interested in is books on art. I especially like abstract art with all the squares and bold colours.
The bookshops that are here will draw tourists, and as a result they will get their sports shop or their bicycle shop.
If I opened the shop, it would be a sports shop because I'm a keen swimmer. And in the Barracuda Champion, I've got lots and lots and lots of medals.
If I could open a shop in Glenavon, it'd be a sweet shop, because I really, really like all kinds of sweets.
I'd like to open a club for under-18s. I would decorate the inside of the club with my own signs.
Hello, my name is Daniel James, DJ Reddington in a minute.
We don't want the town to turn into one big rave, but we don't want it to return to Victorian times either. We want something in the middle. A place where old and young can live together happily. We want to make Glenavon better for ourselves. We are the future.